Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We have a special show for you today. Today's topic, of course, the show is 9 to 5. My name is Dr. David Orman, and I'm with a whole menagerie of two- and four-legged creatures at the moment.
Yes, you are.
At least two of them speak.
I'm Lisa Lytle.
We also have Lightning the Wonder Dog roaming about here in our home. We have Zeus, who's an African gray parrot who speaks about 400 words. And Venus, the Goffin's cockatoo, who is overseeing everything.
Yes.
So we have quite the audience for you today.
All wearing our own hats.
Today's topic is based on the feedback we received from a prior one, and it's the second, kind of a second part, so to speak, of weight loss. That was our second most popular show. We had a huge listening audience, and we had a ton of questions afterwards. So we are here to both address the questions as well as give some other ideas and notions and thoughts and anything along the line which will help you. Right off the bat, I'd like to say that I hope you join our Dr. Orman's Wellness School, because we go into great detail about this, how to eat properly, how to exercise properly for your system, as well as methods that will clear about 95% of sugar cravings in one or two sessions that you can do at home, things along those lines. So if you go to hghplus.net/wellness-school, you can read more about it. So would you like to get started here?
Sure. I mean, I would have to say weight loss is probably the most common subject that we get asked about.
Very much so.
I mean, when we send out any kind of, you know, questionnaire, weight loss is at the top of the list. By far, get information about your unique system. These diets that are the one size fits all, or if you're reading the articles that say, you know, oh, stress is why you're overweight, or oh, you're just not sleeping the right hours, or you don't get enough sleep, that's why you're overweight, or you have a gluten intolerance, and the list goes on and on. Stop it. It's insanity. Get with someone that knows health and find out what it is about your system that you need to address to get your body or your mind in balance so that you can lose weight in a healthy way and get back to feeling like the person that you knew yourself as prior to putting on the weight.
Yeah, I would take a tiny different approach to what you were describing. I think I'm totally on board when you say it needs to be personalized. The one little twist is when you read an article like, you know, you're not getting enough sunlight or too much stress or, you know,
sleeping in the right hours,
I think it's for that person.
And oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But not the one reading it, necessarily.
Well, right. And there may be actually a small percentage.
Yes.
Or a percentage. Yes. I shouldn't even say that. For some, it may be, you know, 80% of the people, for most of the time, if I was to take a guess, I would say about 10%, only because it's usually 10%. And like I said, the great thing is about identifying. And one of the things that we do is identify the five elements. The five element theory has been around for thousands of years, but I have put my own signature and my own twist on it based on treating thousands of people and noticing what I see primarily in America with mainly American, so you know, I've certainly treated people from all over the globe, and people are people regardless of their accent or, you know, passport or what have you.
Well, the first thing I'd ask, because I don't think I've ever asked you this before, did you notice the same struggles with weight gain from people that were just arriving here from other countries? Or did it depend on the country?
There wasn't any particular pattern that I would say, you know, everyone from, you know, that I've treated from, Venezuela, they all had weight, wanted to put on weight, or, you know, everyone that I've treated from Japan wanted to lose. There wasn't anything along those lines. So it was always an individual thing. And there were some particular patterns that I've noticed outside of America, and a lot of times it was island, because this was in Australian people a lot, it was in South Florida, so we'd get a lot of people from the islands, and the biggest thing is they didn't have access to a number of the foods or supplements or things along those lines that we do, and so it was a little bit tricky for them. But the irony is that when I would, I was always one for research. So if I found somebody from a particular country or one of the small islands, especially one that I had not heard of, like Martinique,
right?
Like, where in the world? I know it's in the Caribbean, but I didn't know where it was. So I did some research and found out what foods grow there, right, and what was native to that. And we, next time I saw the person, we kind of got them back on their native,
mm-hmm,
even though they were living here. These are the fruits. These are the foods that are, now, your system is more tolerant of because of genetics. I mean, they had family that lived there for generation upon generation. So there is that type of factor involved. But mainly, like, you know, it's like a broken record, but the big thing is identifying the constitution of the person. And that really, really is the trick. In today's episode that I'll be cutting of in Dr. Orman's Wellness School, I'm talking about the element of fire and how that influences people, and people who are constitutionally, born, or they constitutionally have the fire element, they do extraordinarily well with things like strong. Sorry about that. We got cut off.
That was very strange. Never happened before.
The first in ever. Yeah. So we were talking about
fire
elements and things along those lines. And like I said, identifying what your constitution is really, really is the key. And then utilizing the various tips and methods that seem to be excellent across the board. For example, I had just cut a video that focuses on the lungs,
mm-hmm,
and how when you focus on the lungs in a real specific way, that can eliminate, ready for this, about 95% of sugar cravings, and it usually happens within 3 days.
That's
interesting. It's pretty neat.
To me, yeah. Lungs.
Yeah, I never would have thought that. You thought spleen, you thought stomach, but you would not think of lungs. Other things, you mentioned weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
Tugging on the earlobe, mm-hmm, will increase appetite. When the appetite is out of balance, in other words, one day it's at crazy high, next day I don't feel like eating. It's just all over the map. Taking zinc on an empty stomach by itself will help to do that. And so we have things along those lines that will be very, very specific for an individual. And there are also things that are, you know, pretty common to the vast majority of people, so you know that that would work as well.
Yeah, and movement.
Yeah, movement is a gigantic one, isn't it?
Yeah. Finding something you love to do that's going to get you moving. Essential. Can't say it out enough.
And how to go about doing that correctly.
Yeah,
there was a fabulous study that was done recently that talked about if you get an hour's worth of movement a day, that will help to stabilize weight, and generally in a few months. And we think, oh, that means I need to exercise an hour a day. And for those of us who would love to exercise, it's like, only an hour?
An hour, yeah.
But for others who exercise is a four-letter word, it doesn't mean that. It means movement. So if you, you know, walk the dog and you go out to get the newspaper, the mail, or
park far away. A front spot. It drives me crazy when I see these people trying to get a front spot. I'm like, park in the very back as far as possible. Then walk in.
You know what an absolutely spectacular one is? Don't take the elevator.
Take the stairs. I see people taking the escalator and their stairs right in the center.
General Douglas MacArthur, probably the most famous general of all time, he was famous for walking stairs.
Yes.
What makes your heart strong? You walk stairs.
Walk stairs, yeah. And then when you're on the people mover, you don't just stand there.
Yeah.
You walk on the people mover to get you there faster.
Things along those lines will be a huge benefit. You've been listening to another 9 to 5 show with Lisa Lytle and Dr. David Orman. Thanks, and talk to you next week.